Hey everybody, here we are in December. It is 2nd. The second of the 12th month here of the some year, and here we are.
I'm Asher.
Chris.
Mariah.
And that's it. It's only four of us today. Me, like, scared everybody else away, I guess.
Sarah's sick.
Oh, and Sarah's sick.
Yeah.
And...
And I'm perfect.
Or and you're, you well, you're to me. Well, I was wondering if you knew where anybody else was, because you said you were going to bring
everybody. I think Laura forgot. And everyone else, I don't really know. They're like, you brought them here. And
Sarah usually brings Christina. And I don't know where Christina is after school. So.
I don't think she was even here today. She may have been here. I could be wrong.
Never.
Actually, she was here. She was in my art class.
Great. So they're not coming. So here we are, moving along. So, what's... On our agenda, what did we tell me about last week? About school, anything fun?
Fun last week about school.
Remember last week?
There was cake.
There was cake?
At lunch.
Yeah, I remember
there was
that.
Turkey, right?
There was a turkey-like thing. It was actually pretty
good. Was it shaped like a turkey?
It was turkey cut, I think. I don't know.
But there was something shaped like a turkey last
I think that was 2 weeks ago. I could be wrong.
I'm still half asleep.
Would have been 2 weeks ago. Because we didn't meet last week because it was Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Yep.
And it was only Monday and Tuesday that week, so it just seems like 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
Wow. Great. So turkey, Thanksgiving, imagine that.
Yeah.
I mean, there was turkey at lunch, but it wasn't on the Thanksgiving. It wasn't any...
So...
Anyway.
We had Thanksgiving.
at school.
What did you do?
Where'd you go? What'd you do?
I had my aunt and... Grandma come over to my house, and we had a bunch of food. My mom made pecan and chocolate pecan pies, along with pumpkin.
Mmm.
It was delicious.
Sounds delicious.
Mm-hmm. I love when she makes pies.
Mmm.
The stuffing was good, too.
Well, my parents saved me some money, and I went to Japan for a month and helped out. Sorry, I couldn't help myself.
You can't even hear when he's BSing.
If I told you what I really did, it'd be just, you know, nothing. I watched MLP, but that was it.
All right.
Oh, no. Watched that, finished Shaman King, do a bunch of, you know, just comics.
And there was a basement involved, right?
Huh? What?
Was there a basement involved?
Basement?
Yeah. Were you in a basement?
No, I was in a room.
Where was the room?
My house?
In the bottom floor?
No, on one floor. My house is only one floor. Basements are stupid.
You'll learn.
The basement. Great. So what is MLP?
Space. Like half a basement. Does that count in crawl space?
You guys are on your own for a bit. I have a visitor.
I see.
Keep going.
No, all right. Not the least.
Let's see. What did I do? We're going to skip over MLP for the moment.
Yes. Please do.
As much as I'd
save
like
me
to... we'd like to... Save me, right? The grief. So what I did, I had Thanksgiving on Thanksgiving Day. Yeah.
That's good.
At 1 o'clock, and then an hour and a half later, I went with a friend, and we stayed up all night. I was up for 36 hours.
How do you do that?
Mountain Dew. It was insane. We went everywhere. Did you know they have gas stations that close at 5 a.m.?
They do?
Yeah, we drove up to one. We drove up to the Shell or whatever. And they closed at 5 a.m. Why would you close at 5 a.m.?
I don't know.
And so,
when would you open again?
Huh?
When would they open again?
Exactly. You know, so I... Yeah, we went to...
1 hour of sleep. Come on.
We went to Walmart. We decided to screw that. So we went... Well, this was at like 12 a.m. or whatever.
Thanksgiving or what?
Yeah, Thanksgiving. So we're just like, screw this. So we're on to Black Friday now, so we're going to go out at like 4:30. We went to the Sugar House, Toys R Us, Shopko, Target, FYE.
Cool.
Yeah, go to Shop.
I was there Friday. I mean, maybe not as early as you were, but...
Well, what time were you there?
I think 9-ish, 9 a.m.
I was there at like...
2 a.m.
5. No, it was insane, and there was car surfing. I wasn't involved in that.
There was car surfing.
There was a guy that got on the hood of the car, and the other people drove around with him on the top. I wasn't part of that. I know all the morons in that car.
You knew all the morons in the car.
The morons, not, yeah. There's the one on the hood, and then, yeah, oh, anyway.
I see morons, didn't I?
Yeah.
Ironic while I'm drinking milk. Anyways, so yeah. What did you get?
I don't know, I got a $20 video game. I got Twilight Princess, that's what I got. Ooh. I haven't played that before, so.
Oh, yeah, okay.
I darn. Also, yeah, we also went to Hot Topic, now I think about it. Got a lanyard.
Ooh, lanyard.
Interesting. Got a...
Did you get Skyward Sword?
No. Oh, no, I didn't have that much money. Got a little... I got a miniature figure from supposedly the last Zelda game that was not Skyward Sword. I got a $5... MLP related product.
I've heard a lot of good things about Skyward Sword.
I've heard that as well.
Like,
I hear the music's really good.
Right.
I hear it's really good.
You were talking
good.
About the gameplay. So,
I was talking about the music.
I'm surprised I haven't heard anything about Skyrim in this entire week. So it's like,
Skyward Sword!
Well, yeah. People are taking a little break from it, but everybody's gonna play it still.
Mm-hmm.
It's friggin' Skyrim.
Yeah.
So, okay. Huh? We said Skyrim.
Confusing.
Yeah, we're just, maybe it's just me, I'm curious, who here listens to the podcast, just, you know, go, if you could, please go tell Mr. Schmedberg you actually listen to the podcast.
Yes, please do.
Yeah.
So we don't know who we're talking to half the time.
Yeah.
So.
It might be good to know our audience.
So, yeah, come.
You can give us ideas.
We need to thank our viewers.
Yeah, thank you now.
Listeners, they don't view us, they listen to us.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Just a thought.
Just a thought. Yeah, anyway.
Wednesday was the first meeting for Swing Club.
I hear there was cookies.
Was yes, there was.
I ate.
Well, you ate those cookies.
They were good.
You did a little bit more than hear them.
Huh?
You did a little bit more than hear the cookies.
Are you saying...
You heard them in your mouth.
Oh.
Right.
Anyways,
the turnout was pretty good.
They were good. They were good cookies.
They were M&M cookies.
Those are delicious.
There was a lot of them.
Oh. Yeah. It was good, but we hope there are more people be coming
yeah.
next week.
I hope I can make it next week.
Yes.
So
hopefully I'll bring Sarah.
I can't really participate because I work, but I come the last few minutes. You guys want to see me, know who you're listening to.
He is somewhat of a life.
I'm the life of the party.
You're the life of the what?
Life of the party.
No, you're not.
Says the guy.
Hey, look.
Says the guy with the fingerless gloves.
Yes.
No, says the guy with the young cat pin. Ha!
And mine was bigger. I'm such a good person.
You sold it.
No, I gave it away.
Yeah,
because first service. To know, let someone to show someone I care. And you're going to be a selfish... jerk by keeping little pin on yourself at all times.
I can. I probably could just put it onto my backpack and just whenever you make a snide comment, just pull it up and pin it on me and say, your comment is now invalid.
I could go get a bigger one. Okay, we're having a Nyan Cat button off sometime soon.
That'll be interesting.
So, anyways, Swing Club.
I'll bring popcorn.
Yeah, I said it was a good turnout.
Did you miss me?
Yeah.
No. Yes.
What'd I miss?
Nothing.
I'm going to have to listen to this later and edit it.
No.
No.
Yeah, I'm being mean
that's not being a jerk.
Duh.
Says,
I can be whatever I want.
I know.
I know, and that's too bad.
I'm moving on, boys.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, so, Thursday was, like, the fourth meeting of Writers Guild?
Something like that.
Fifth.
Wow, the fourth?
Fifth.
The fourth or the fifth. That was amazing.
One to be remembered.
Yeah.
And okay, what'd
you write
so,
about?
Apple muffins.
Wow,
apple
questions.
I could go get some of the work.
That was my story.
You can. And
I enjoyed that.
Okay, I'm just kidding.
Maybe no, bring it next time.
No. Yeah.
Maybe. It was... Well, we did what we did was we did a round robin writing. So we all... I made a prompt for everyone, and then we all sat down and started writing for 15 minutes?
It was started 10 out...
10 minutes. And then we started switching every 5 minutes.
Yeah.
Because we were running out of time. Because the library was closing.
So we had to hurry along.
At 3... We finished at 3:05, and the library's still open. Thank you.
What did the library have to do with it?
Oh, we were using the library.
Oh,
you
were here?
Yeah.
I knew that.
So, I think writers could actually change directions from submitting work to reading it and critiquing it to just
having fun writing. I mean, we'll probably still be doing some critiquing and reading, but not as much.
Weren't we thinking about doing, like, a submission day each month?
Yeah, like, one day where we get all the submissions, and then we just go on a critiquing and reading spree.
Mm-hmm. I think that might be more entertaining and more enjoyable for other people.
Yeah, and that way we have so much material we can't go off topic, right?
Exactly.
Yeah. So, right, I can't imagine you guys ever going off
topic. Yeah, I mean...
Yeah.
How can we ever go off topic? Oh, the pink cookie is now back in the vending machine. Did you notice
that?
The pink cookie. The granny cookies.
Oh,
I don't know if he did that on purpose or not.
I don't know either.
He did it so well.
They changed from the snickerdoodle to the pink cookie, right?
I thought we were talking about writer's guild and going off topic.
I don't know. I'm following Mirai right that now.
Why? Why would you follow his
I did not get a lot of sleep last week. And I'm not really here today.
Sorry.
I think we've already talked about cookies. Yeah, the pink cookie.
Exactly.
It's like the best cookie you can ever get. Although it's probably the most unhealthy thing you ever eat.
Well, it's like
the sugar cookie with frosting.
It can't be worse than
it's
a pink frosting.
Deep fried stick of butter.
My friend's brother says that's delicious.
No,
deep fried stick of butter?
Yeah, my friend's brother swears by it.
See, I got distracted again.
I know, right?
Oh, so for lunch, I got strawberry milk and the pink cookie, and I'm thinking, think pink. Anyways.
Good job.
Yeah, so we were trying to talk to him earlier before the show here, and he says, hang on, I have pink milk.
Hang on a second, I'm drinking strawberry
milk.
It's
like
that
Carl's Jr. commercial. Don't talk to me, I'm eating.
Yeah.
Don't talk to me, I have my pink milk.
Going to the next subject. In first period, I heard something... A TV series called Walking Dead?
Oh, yeah, it's a zombie thing.
Yeah, a lot of people like that.
Yeah, my mom swears by it, too.
I see.
That's it.
Swears by The Walking Dead?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know, if somebody doesn't know what that is, they could be thinking she's, like, a cultist or something,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, so...
But it's a show, so it's okay.
Or even if they do know what it is.
Yeah.
But I've noticed a
I guess it makes it
trend.
Funner on your part.
You know how, like, last year and, like, 5 years before that, it was all vampires?
Yeah.
And it was, like, a big vampire craze, and now they've died because everyone now hates them because they've been overdone to death.
Yeah,
they have been.
And now it's the dead. Walking Dead. Zombies
but
everywhere.
But they've kept it all right, though. They've kept it at least true or better to its nature.
Yeah, they don't.
So it's all right.
Yeah, yeah.
They don't sparkle anymore.
But
they never did before.
Exactly.
Well, unless they worked at
the
carnival.
Are you talking about vampires or zombies?
Teasing.
I was talking about zombies.
I know, I was teasing that Twilight was...
Yeah.
Never mind.
So what are vampires going to do? No, wait, what are zombies going to do? Vampires sparkle. What are zombies going to do?
I don't
flowers.
No, the thing about zombies, you can't go wrong with...
They have
you can't go wrong with zombies. I think eventually the zombie trend will end with people actually getting sick of it.
Probably.
I mean, you can only do so much
with
survival and blood, guts, and gore. Yeah.
Nate, did you need anything? It's gone. Okay.
Anyway.
But yeah, I thought it was a funny trend, how it went from two different kinds of undead. Anyways.
Probably go on to werewolves next.
That was partly werewolves with vampires.
True. Not as big, though. Maybe fairies. Festival of Trees.
Festival of Trees.
Yes, please do explain.
Yes. I went and volunteered last night at the Festival of Trees to set from 7 to 10:15, which is very far away. It's in at this
Southtown
Mall. Yeah, Southtown Expo Center, and I got there. It was packed. No one could get anywhere, and I almost had to run from the. Well, we were turning. There's a giant long, road to like the little turn lane, and we were at the back. My mom almost had me run. Get out on State Street, run across the road, run down to the parking, through the parking lot to the Expo Center, so I would be on time for my shift. Very bad. And
so, what's the point of the
festival? Oh, it's run by the Primary Children's Medical Hospital.
Fundraiser.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and they sell trees and wreaths and
for all
food.
Those little kids that can't afford fingers on their gloves.
Yeah.
What?
Huh? Different story.
What's
did you see the Girl Scout tree?
I didn't. I had to guard, monitor kind of.
Well, that's what I'm saying. You had to guard the Girl Scout tree with Girl Scout cookies.
Oh, no. I had to do the wreaths.
That's important.
I had to not be near the wreaths because we had a giant mantle with penguins everywhere that was $3,200.
I'd be scared of
Yeah, I had to watch too. That very closely. And there was actually a little boy that loved it. His mom said no, so he thought he'd get the next best thing and asked if he could buy me.
Aww.
It was cute. And he ran up to his mom and goes, can we buy the mantelpiece? And she goes, no, he can't. He's walking away. He looks at me, runs back to his mom, turns her around and says, can we buy her then? Please, 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 is she for sale? And I was like, this is getting weird. That was within the first 5 minutes of my shift. It got stranger from there.
Uh-huh.
Festival of Trees. Who would have thought?
I know. I love going there.
Well, there are lots of...
What kind of illegal trade is this fundraiser?
Oh, no.
Are you, like, trafficking humans now, too?
I guess so. It was kind of nerve-wracking, because, like, the mom kind of smiled and went, no. And I was like...
My wife's Girl Scout troop has a tree in it.
Oh, yeah.
The Girl Scout tree. So yeah. I'm actually going there after school today to pick up, pick up some kids.
Fun.
I guess so. Fortunately, I don't have to go inside and look at the tree.
Actually, there's a lot of interesting trees.
I know, there always are, but it's just Friday night crowds.
What's the most interesting tree that you saw? Or several of a few or something?
There was a Lego tree.
What?
There was a Lego tree, completely made out of Legos.
How big?
Like, probably around 6 foot, 7 foot.
No, I mean, like, how big were the Legos?
Huh? Oh, like, you know, like normal ones.
Oh, okay.
Like the
I thought they were half that size, so then that would be fun. But
I don't know. And then it was just like a giant Lego tree with a bunch of like Lego things around it.
Any Lego apples or?
No, I didn't get that far.
No, it's just like Lego tree.
Yeah, just like well, it has like decorations on it. I only glanced at it for a moment or two.
Oh, that's
what's cool. A Lego apple?
It's an apple made out of Legos.
Oh, I understand, but it's just was there a Lego orange on it?
No, I mean, like, it'd be funny. It's just I mean, to like see it go click. Just fun ideas.
It's a tree and apples grow on trees.
Just click.
Oh, it's a Christmas ornament. I would think, how about Christmas ornaments out of Lego? Lego ornaments?
Yeah.
Mm. Lego my ornaments. All right, moving on. Fine. Have you guys used the canvas yet?
Used it a little bit. Yeah, we've talked about it.
Did we talk about it before?
Yeah.
I only asked them because Monday morning I'm doing a training on it with the teachers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We'll see what happens after that. Huh?
What's Canvas?
There you go. He hasn't used it yet.
Yeah.
I don't want to answer that.
Asher!
It's what is it?
It's like, it's what you get when you take Facebook and you take Electronic High School and you take...
Great
Lady
book.
Gaga's new album and you put them into one thing.
And I care because
never
it
heard
be
it
a
quite
teaching
described
method
like that?
At here at Olympus, which I am graduating from next year.
Yes.
Next year?
This year.
Oh,
whatever.
Okay.
Well, I'll be graduating.
No, it is next year. Because right, this year is 2011. Next year is 2012. I have to know this because
next year
December
would imply
first a year from 19 days from now is the end of the world. Yes. So.
According to which
a year
mythology
and 19 days.
Is this?
Mayan.
Theoretically, the Mayan.
No,
Mayan.
That doesn't.
December 21st.
I don't remember seeing anywhere the Mayans actually said it was going to end. They're just the calendar
thing. It
just
ends. I think they were like, let's see. We've done it 3,000 years in the future. Let's just stop. If we need it more, we'll do it again.
We got sidetracked again.
Yes,
so what?
But that's a good thing.
No, it's more interesting. Oh, wait. But have you ever heard of that, the Mayan calendar is the... Okay, each Mayan... There's like several Mayan calendars in each... way it ends, there's supposed to be a theme. Like, one was fire, one was earthquake. This...
Isn't that a Dan Brown book?
I don't know.
This
calendar,
it was in my
which
history book
ends
last
December
year.
21st, is supposed to be...
Da Vinci
it means the end of the world will happen by panther.
Oh, yeah.
So, this is my theory.
One
this,
big panther.
I know.
Yes, and it just comes over and stomps on everyone.
Yeah, but this is... No, seriously, this is my theory. This is my theory. January 1st, 2012, the zombie apocalypse starts.
I see.
December 21st, last human dies, mauled by a panther.
Ah.
Makes sense.
You are going to feel like crap when this happens, aren't you?
You should write the next Michael Bay film.
Yes. Wait, if I write it, would that really be... Oh, it would be directed by Michael Bay, wouldn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Could be the screenwriter.
There you go. There's your next Writers Guild project.
Yeah.
To write your movie.
Call apocalypse.
But I don't want to write about a zombie apocalypse.
I thought it was a panther.
Yeah.
Maybe the panther can... The panther can eat all the zombies.
Yeah.
No.
Zombie
apocalypse starts.
Okay.
And the last real human dies December 21st.
Okay.
Mauled by panther.
So everyone else dies by zombies except for this one poor human. It's mauled by a panther.
Maybe I'll get...
Maybe more people are good with him. Maybe a virus strand.
You need to work on this story.
I only laid out the basic outline.
Meli, save it for Sundance.
Yeah.
Yes.
Save it for Sundance. You know, I think you need to get working on it for Sundance.
Sundance is amazing. Too busy.
Can I take the role as panther?
I want to be a zombie. No, I don't want to be a zombie.
I want to be a zombie.
I realize that I may have possibly missed the college deadline. I submitted the transcript and my application, but I forgot the ACT.
Oh, there we go again.
Suck. Yeah, that different, was kind of
different,
random.
Different random track here. Are we going back to college admissions here?
No, but
we're late.
I know, it is late, and it sucks. I realize that I may have missed submitting my ACT.
It's okay. Don't worry about it. The zombies are going to get you, and we're fine. If they don't get you, you know, the panther will. Who cares about college?
You won't be able to make it that far.
Yeah. Oh, there's another theory about the panther. Like, they believe that the panther is like a god, right?
Yeah.
So,
does the panther
what if
have
the
a
god
name?
Mistakes the earth for a ball of yarn? Just that particular day. So, game over.
Game over.
Smash.
Ball of yarn.
Would we actually know?
Sent miles away from Earth.
It's like,
ball of yarn.
We wouldn't expect it. It'd be quick for the world. It'd be just poof. That was
smash
the ball of yarn.
Jupiter.
Yeah. Blue ball of yarn.
It'd be funny.
It's like blue.
You go.
So, Mila, tell us about your gloves again.
I have fingerless gloves right now.
Because I... For whatever reason, we're having this conversation before about your gloves, because here you are again. I guess it is December. It's okay, you can wear your gloves, but they don't have fingers on them.
What are you doing?
Because I am fingerless.
And his reason, tell us your reasoning again.
Oh, because they're more useful.
For?
But
do they keep your hands warm?
Yes, they do. For your information.
This conversation was a lot more interesting before.
I can't remember any of it.
It's like, you told me. iPad product.
Okay, well, never mind then. Tell us about your button. What yarn?
Yeah, what yarn. I don't know anything about it.
Okay.
I bought it during a convention. And it looked cool.
What kind of convention?
Anime.
Anime Bonsai.
I love that.
Yeah, my fingerless gloves.
Okay.
They're useful because, This is the age of the eye stuff with touchpads and screens. And when you have a wool glove, you cannot touch anything on that screen unless there's some kind of hole or tip to it which you can use. So, fingerless gloves help incredibly amongst that. And they also really help when opening.
Meli, how many devices do you actually use like that?
Yeah, how many iPads do you have?
I have about 1/4 of an iPad.
You got an iTouch.
Oh yeah, I do.
So you went out of your way to get gloves without fingers.
No.
iTouch.
I can also
use
these.
Just cut one
off. Have you ever tried opening a doorknob that is stuck with wool gloves?
I usually unlock the door first.
Soap.
That is a very good point.
The door is unlocked. You do go whoop whoop whoop. When you have fingers gloves, you can open that door. And they also help when you're trying to use a pencil, or when you're trying to change the music on your iPad with or iPod.
At that point, don't you just want to turn up the TV?
I think we're
in.
That's what I'm saying.
No,
I think
we're looking at
this all wrong.
No, but it's
outside.
Why
don't you just take the gloves off?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, but it's outside. Okay, when was the last time you used a pencil outside?
No, but I used my iPod outside.
3 years ago.
You've never walked down the street, changed your music in the middle of something? I mean, it's easier
to... No, I like my music.
If you're outside, you don't want to take off your gloves, right? Well, then you change your music by what?
Pushing the button on your headphone, which advances your...
I don't have anything on my headphones.
You don't have headphones?
I have headphones, but I don't have a button on them.
Oh.
We're not rich like you.
They come with an iPad, Meli.
I don't have an iPad. I'm not technically advanced. Like I said, I'm not
so
rich like
you. Back to your original question, Asher. Why then do you need the gloves? You don't have an iPod.
I have an iPod, not an iPad.
Well, same. Okay. Same. Okay, great.
Yep.
Thanks for the
iPod.
No. You keep that tucked. Oh, there it is.
So you can't hit menu
and scroll down to the one you want and hit play. Oh, because man. When you try that, you end up hitting skip, or you end up hitting backwards, or you end up hitting pause for some reason.
First world problem.
Or maybe you end up hitting menu twice. So that's... that.
With fingers, you don't have
Did
that
Did you
problem.
Notice his iPod was the same color as his cookie and his milk?
Yeah. We had the conversation a few days, like,
we
weeks
had
ago.
We had the conversation.
I'm tired of explaining the color of my iPod.
Yeah, me and Sarah were rather
hey,
confused.
It was free. I'm fine with it.
It's okay, I have a silver one. I bought a red case for it, and I get home, and all my girls at home are asking, why do you have a pink iPod?
It's red!
Yeah. It's a red case, I swear.
Red case.
What's so what are you doing this weekend?
Huh?
I'm going over to my aunt's house and playing with my little cousin Addie. I'm excited.
Cool. How old?
She's 8.
How old's your aunt? No, she's a kid.
Not gonna
8-year-old. My God. Good.
She's adorable. She's like... Have you ever read The Scarlet Letter? She's like Little Pearl, except for she doesn't tease as much as she does.
Oh, well, that's good.
Yeah.
8-year-olds are fun.
I love 8-year-olds. They're so cute.
I have to go pick up my 8-year-old.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty soon.
Hey,
guess
my
where
brother
I'm picking
is
him up from?
Six
Festival
or five.
Of trees.
Saving
He's
him from the Festival of Trees.
I love that place.
I have a brother who's 5 years old, and if he improves, that would be a miracle. Anyways.
How would he improve?
What are you talking about?
What you're doing this weekend, because, you know, we got, like,
oh, yeah, I'm working with Asher to hack the Pentagon, and
oh,
we're
cool.
hoping that works out well.
If you do get in, do not mention my name.
No, that's the idea, though. We leave your
Think
name
about all the people you could get in trouble if you did that.
No, we just put random people's names everywhere all over the system just, you know, just to throw them off.
Just don't put my
yeah,
name.
Yeah, John Galt and...
And then we can throw our names somewhere miscellaneous and just say that.
So we're not doing anything this weekend, huh?
That's what it translates into.
Hey, I am doing something. I am doing many things.
Whatever happened to your 3 o'clock in the morning writing festivals that you were going to bring in?
Oh.
One of your
Whoa.
Stories.
We forgot about that.
I don't like how mine turned out. I read it later and I realized it was terrible.
Wait, don't tell me. Don't tell me. Zombies?
No.
Okay.
Well, I was up at
Jaguar.
I was up at 3 a.m. and I was thinking about writing it. You know, I stayed
you,
up all
dude,
night.
You already
anyway.
Have a story scary enough to, you know, creep people out.
Which
Mr.
one?
Kool Aid Man.
Oh yeah, that was weird times.
Mr. Kool Aid Man.
You don't want to know.
I don't want to know. Okay.
I wrote a story about how Kool Aid Man came to be.
He does not want to know
how Kool Aid came to be.
How Kool Aid Man came to be. I don't even remember it that much. I just remember I was young and people just told me to write something, and I really got bored. And
he wrote something about Kool Aid Man.
Yeah, and that's. I think I kind of remember the plot. I don't know if it's school appropriate.
Yes,
probably not.
No, if you have to question it, don't.
Oh,
yes.
Who's
yes,
heard of Red versus Blue? Who's watched something? No, nothing. No, okay, never mind. Well, okay.
I know Red versus Blue.
Blue.
That's.
Yeah, that's already hinting
earlier.
At what you're trying to say.
BYU versus U of U.
Love U of U.
Yeah.
Right?
U of U.
No, it's not.
So
you
we're
know,
red,
you're,
right?
You're ignoring it.
What?
We're red.
I like light red.
Why have red earrings? That's right.
That means pink. No, it's light red.
I have no idea what you're talking about, red versus blue, but I know it wasn't you versus the BYU,
mm-mm.
And you're just ignoring that little
No, okay, red versus blue is where a bunch of Halo...
Let's see.
A bunch of characters, it uses Halo as a base for its animation, and it's just about... the beginning thing is just about a bunch of random things, about guys standing at their base associated with the color, and it's just a comedy most of the time.
Very, so it's kind of like the red green show.
It's
but
absolutely
it's a
random.
Show.
Yeah.
Like the color, like when I mentioned
red
life red instead of pink, that was actually a joke in Red versus Blue. Because there's a guy with light red armor, quote unquote. And so you wear pink armor. No, it's light red. He
oh, it's light red.
Does the red dwarf appear at all?
Does he get his leg chopped off?
I don't
and
think
come back here.
Red dwarf.
Never heard of that show.
Smeg. Sorry.
I have no idea. All right, well, we got to wrap it up here.
unfortunately, for our listeners' pleasure.
Yeah.
So, we'll be talking to everybody later. Say bye.
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 Eli's going to wait till the last second. I know he is.
Bye.
Probably.
Three, two.
Bye.
Bye.